mythological god and he's burdening America? And I didn't tell them that Farad Muhammad is a mythological god and he's burdening America, but I think they got a hint. Because the lady, she just told, she said, oh, I just want to read that book. When you get through with that book, I told her the book I was writing, and I was discussing it on the, and I was. And I was discussing it on her program. She said, oh, I want to have you back on when you get the book, and please give me a copy. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad heard it and jumped up out of his seat. He clapped. My son's got it. And his face flushed with blood. That's right. Got many witnesses to that. And this was the tape that the officers of the FOI brought to him to bust me. They thought they were going to get me put out again. And instead of him reacting like they thought, he told, said, look, he said, Shah, as Yusuf Shah, the minister in Chicago, right? He said, don't you talk all the time and hold my son up. I want him to talk. See, Yusuf Shah, he would talk, and when I get up there, the night was spent, or the day was spent. And my father didn't like that. He said, you let him talk. I want him to talk. Then don't you take up the time like that. That's what he told Yusuf Shah. And when I was getting ready to leave, I was greeting him. We all were getting ready to leave. He said, I want you all to know that my son can go anywhere he wants and teach. And he and looked at me. He said, and son, preach that gospel. He was talking about what he heard on that day. He said, and son, preach that gospel. Now, this is the man that my competitors, those who are in competition with me, called the traitor, the one who betrayed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All right. Okay, let's take that off, and we ain't gonna be here too much longer. But let's continue now. What did he say also? Just get this through as quick as we can. He said that there are two germs in the black man. A white germ and a brown germ. And he said the white germ was grafted out into a white man, the white European man, Caucasian. That's what he said, right? He said, but there still exists in us the brown germ. He said, but I was told that there's coming a time when he's going to take that out of us too. Isn't that what he said? All right. Okay. Now here is the black conceived as being the best. Conceived as being original. Then I said black means spirit. That's what I said earlier, didn't I? Black means spiritual embodiment. Black. Okay. Now, when we are born here, fresh into the world, do we know our bodies? We don't even know how to walk. We can't sit up. We can't talk. We can't use our bodies. But we are alive in that body that we don't know the use of. Is that not right? So what are we at that time? Spirit. Spirit, our form is spiritual. And we show emotions, we show temperaments, we show fits of spirit, etc., right? Under certain conditions. Yes. But as we get older, then we are able to use our body, we show social intelligence, etc., right? Okay, so black now, he says, black man is the original man. And that part is the best part of him. And when he conceives wrong ideas, then he gives himself to another part of himself. He gives himself to the germs, white are brown, according to this particular mythical or mystical science. All right? What does the white represent? Oh, you say the white man. What is man? Man is mind, isn't it? Yes. When you're a boy, you're not able to manage your own mind. So grown-ups, your parents are grown-ups, have to manage, supervise your own mind for you. Is that not right? So you're a boy. You're not a developed mind. You're not able to manage your own mind. But when you become a man, then you are mind. That means that you have developed the ability to operate, to function as a mind. You see? That's what it means. And that requires certain direction in your mind, right? And that direction is spirit, isn't it? Yes. That direction is spirit. If you are not directed and influenced toward a certain direction, then your mind doesn't have a direction. But if your interests or the influence in your mental makeup has a direction, it serves to order and direct your whole mind and your whole body, your whole life, your environment, everything. All right. So, says, and the Spirit overshadowed, Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and she became pregnant with child. What is child? What is the sign of pregnancy with child? When the germ is fertilizes the egg and growth toward a definite form, a definite goal begins. Is that not right? So, first the goals overshadowed her. So we're talking about the black man, talking about you now. Now you are black, right? You are black. You see, that's what they say, you're black. And now if the black overpowers you, what will happen? If the black overpowers you, if the spirit of your nature overpowers you, then you'll come under nature. Meaning this, you are given now to just spirit, to do this, to do that, on impulse. You see? But if that ever overpowers you, and overpower means that it takes control over your mind. If that ever takes control over your mind, then your mind to follow your appetite will stop. And when your mind to follow your appetite stop, then you're going to come under natural process, the natural process. And the natural process will evolve you from 0 to 1 on up into the age. You understand? Can you follow what I'm saying? I think you can. I don't think I need to give you any more explanation. All right. Now, he says that the black is good. It is. But black can be bad, can it? It can be bad until that nature either overpower you or light come in to the darkness. If light come into the darkness, you got hope. If the darkness overpower you, that is, it dominates your own thinking and prevents you from following your own crazy, haphazard life, and bring you under the force of fear. Isn't fear original? And fear is black. Fear is a spirit. And bring you under the force of fear. If you ever can come under the force of fear, then you will start finding the way. So you either have to be brought under fear, or you have to be shown the light. When the white man had most of the African Americans under fear here in America, they were trying to live intelligent lives. When they broke from the grip of fear, they started destroying themselves. Isn't that a fact? All right. Okay. We're talking about black. You didn't know black had that much knowledge in it, did you? Praise be to Allah. This is good for us. All right. Now, he says that there's a white germ and a brown germ in the original man, in the black man. And if you can mate the lighter germs with the lighter germ, you will eventually be able to graft the color completely out of this original color, which is black, into white. Now, we know white has a good meaning. White means pure, right? Yes, so white has a good meaning. White means innocent. White has a good meaning, but white also has a bad meaning. Now, from what source? In what source does white have a bad meaning? In Scripture. Scripture, Bible says, and their color are not the color of the children of God, but the color of leprosy. Leprosy is white. So that's a white that's white, but it's bad. Leprosy in the skin is the absence of pigmentation in the skin. The absence of pigmentation in the skin means what? The absence of that emotional nature to be given to its emotional pattern or its emotional discipline. Some red, some yellow, some green, some blue. Different colors represent different emotional disciplines or different emotional orientations in the makeup of the human being. All right? So if pigmentation is gone and there's nothing but white, then that's not the white of innocence. That's not the white of purity. That's the white of disease. Leprosy is a disease. And the word leprosy is a play on leopard. Play on leopard. The leopard is one that has spots. Right? And leprosy is spots and blemishes in the skin, right? And a leopard is not a lion. A lion is a dignified king. He doesn't fool you. He let you know you're in trouble, buddy. But the leopard go all about all sneaky like. You don't even know the leopard gonna attack you. Going all about creeping. If the leopard catch you looking at it, the leopard will turn his head like it ain't interested in you. And all of a sudden that leopard pounce upon you, right? The leopard is a sneaky animal. Sneaky animal, he's a sneak. You see? So the leprosy in the skin represents the deceiving mind. And the Bible and the Quran call the devil the arch deceiver. Hey, what are you doing, Brother Imam? You helping the Farrakhan them. Well, tell him I'm helping them. Maybe he'll come on back. Praise be to Allah. All right. So leprosy, one white represents innocence. It represents innocent conscience. It represents open-mindedness. It represents moral goodness, purity. One white. The other white represents the absence of the human nature in the emotional makeup. When does the human nature leave the emotional makeup? When you think that you have a knowledge that you should live by, and that knowledge is what you should trust, and not your own emotional makeup or your heart or the nature, the emotional nature of the society, then you have become a white devil. That is if your plan is to protect or secure the moral life of society. Now here you have a man, a white man. His plan, his whole strategy is to secure the moral life of the society, right? But in doing that now, he has learned that a science that he can use on society to take them in and out of their nature. And in taking them in and out of their nature, he violates the principle of faith. He violates the principle of love. He violates the principle of human emotionality. Are you following me? What I'm saying is perfectly clear, but I'll slow down and back up if I have to. All right. Now, so that person, when they take on that nature, they become a white devil. Oh, right. See there? I told you he was going to teach Donald Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Told you he was going to come back to the old teacher. Didn't I tell you that, brother? Man, this teaching is older than Elijah Muhammad, older than Farad, older than all of them. The Bible says, and that serpent, Satan, the devil, transformed himself into an angel of light. That's leprosy. That's leprosy. Allah didn't make us to be angels. Allah made us to be rational, emotional beings, not angels. That's leprosy. But you don't understand it because God hasn't shown it to you. All right. Or the devil didn't share it with you. So he says, white means weak bone and stale face. You remember that? Weak bone and stale face. What is bone? Bone represents parts in the structure that give structure and strength to the form. Right? So what does it represent in the mental makeup? It represents logic. Bone represents logic. It's the moral logic. The weak bone means his moral logic is weak. And stale face, what is a stale face? Stale means that he has there's no life in his face. He looks dead in the face. That's Catholicism. Yeah. And that's the essence of Christianity when you see it in its symbolism. It's nothing but asceticism. Most Christians can't live Christianity. And they don't even require of you that you live Christianity. They require of you that you live nothing but the principle of love for Christ and your fellow man. I give you but one commandment. Love God with all your heart and your fellow man as yourself. Isn't that it? That's not Christianity. That's one principle. That's not Christianity. You can't live Christianity. So Christianity has to be lived by strange fellows. The Pope, excuse me, you can tell him, he'll do nothing but laugh. He said, said, my God, did really a black man say that? I don't believe it. Really? Where is he from? Say, Chicago. What? You mean a nigger? Say, he's Elijah's son. Oh. Say, well, Elijah, he didn't like us. No telling what that nigger was capable of. Praise be to Allah. This is wonderful. All right. So he says a weak bone and stale face, right? We're talking about white, the so-called white. See, you were told white. But when I was a child, they didn't teach it to us like that. They said, who is the colored man? That's how we were taught it. The answer is the so-called white man, not the true white man. The so-called white man are Caucasian, Yaku's grafted devil, the skunk of this planet Earth. And I bear witness that that's true. That's just what they are. The coloring man, who colored us black and used this secret language to put us beneath everybody else, he is the skunk of this planet Earth. Praise be to Allah. This is Al-Islam. This ain't Islam. Islam means your Islam. Al-Islam means the Quran religion. Yes. And I can prove that from the Quran. Yes. Maybe I should do that. I think I... It says, count not your Islam as a favor to God. It says, Islamakum, your Islam. It used Islam as a favor to God. Say, but it's a favor to you, right? And Allah says in the Quran, and this day have he completed his, perfected his religion and completed his favor on you, and has chosen for you Al-Islam. Now you deal with that spook. Too late for you. Too late. You can't argue with me. Believe me, I'm talking to the donkey head nigga that's still here, and he shouldn't be here. I just got rid of his donkey form and transformed him into a Superman, and he's still here with that donkey head. I'm surprised. Yeah. All right, praise be to Allah. Now, he says that there's coming a time when you're going to grant that brown germ out of you. So what is the brown germ? Brown is a combination of two colors, right? Red and yellow, I believe. You who paint, you should know. Is that correct? Yeah, you make brown by mixing red and yellow? I thought so. Okay. Okay, so what is brown, red and yellow? We're talking about colors as interest, as spirit, as passion, right? Passion, an emotional trend, a color, an emotional trend. So we're talking about it as a passion. So passion is what? An appetite in your spiritual makeup is a passion. Is that not right? Okay. So if brown is going to be grafted out of us, what is that brown? A passion for your blood. Red is blood. And blood is symbolic of what? Blood is symbolic of the appetite in your social makeup. Right? It's the appetite in your social makeup. Now, what is the appetite in your social makeup? The appetite in your social makeup, the basic, because after all, these colors are called basic colors, aren't they? The appetite in your basic makeup, social makeup, is what? Sex. That not right? Sex, hugging, kissing, having fun, playing, right? Right. That's red. That's why they say stop. Yes. Yes. Before you kill somebody or yourself. But we know red has another meaning too, just like white have a good meaning and a bad meaning. There are seven colors, and there are seven good and seven bad. All right. Where is that in scripture? I'll help you all out a whole lot with the help of God. Jacob had to work for two wives, right? He worked 7 years for one, seven for the other. The one that he had to work for first, he didn't want that woman. That was Leah. Seven bad. Then he worked for the good one, Rachel, and he got her. That was the one he wanted. Seven good. Right? And how do we have? We got more proof of it? Yes. The Bible said when the mother gave birth to the prophet Samuel, she said, "The Lord has blessed me. I have gotten seven sons in one son." Right? That's the Bible. Okay. All right. So let's keep going. So now he says he's going to graft the brown color out. So brown has a bad meaning. This is the bad meaning for brown. The bad meaning is that you got a passion for your for the basic urge or the basic passion in your social makeup. Now, isn't that our problem? See, we reject this man because he was wrong. He was just as wrong. He was just as wrong as Yaqub was. He's just as wrong as the renegade Jew was who sold European man the New Testament. Yeah. Just as wrong as they were. He's wrong. But that doesn't do away with the fact that the man was brilliant. The man was a scientist. The man was wise in the knowledge that he was teaching in. That doesn't do away with that fact. Didn't all of Elijah Muhammad tell us even the devil is wise? He said, don't underestimate him. Say his father taught him well. Say he is wise. All right. So understand this. We are not glorifying him. We are exposing him. All right. Now, he says that he's going to, that one day they want to take that brown color out of us. The brown representing now yellow, which is mixed with the red. Here is a curiosity. Yellow represents curiosity. It represents caution, but yellow represents curiosity. Because after all, when you're cautioned, you become curious. See, a lot of us, it's hard for you to make the connection. How is caution and curiosity the same? Curiosity is a caution. Yes, curiosity is a caution. You see? So yellow represents a lot of things. It represents caution. It represents also curiosity. So when curiosity comes into the red, a passion to know comes into the passion for the social life, for the crazy things, that's danger. So they don't want that. In its ugly meaning, that's a danger. And that's what we have. We have a whole lot of so-called free masses, especially the African Americans, who now feel free and they have all these curiosities. Say, fools go in where wise men dare to tread. Right. They have all these curiosities. They want to try everything out. And he's under his social instinct. All he want to do is hump and bump. So his whole camp is in trouble, right? Whole camp is in a mess. Yes. So he said, in one day, you're going to take that brown germ out of him. Well, buddy, look here. That's happening right now. My mission has been that particular job, taking that brown, that bad brown germ out of you. Oh, yes. And I think I've been killing the white man too. Not the good white man, the leprous. Oh, yes. And he said, don't you do it, Elijah. Say, leave it to me. Say, you can't kill the devil. Say, you will make a mistake. You'll be killing some of your own people. Well, Farad, go on and rest. We don't need you no more. I can handle this job by myself. Yeah. Your day is over. I've peeped your top card. All right. See how quiet they get? You go in a church and you can bring the light as clear as day to a church. But if you start talking about Jesus, oh man, you're gonna get some vibrations. Now see, Farad have been put into us as God. And when I start talking about God, about your God, oh yeah, you start getting quiet. Well, slow down now, man. Well, that's your God. It's not my God. I don't need him. Don't need him at all. Never needed him. That's right. Never needed him. No, I need Allah.
You're
Yes, but the body was created by God on the pattern of that original nature until it gets out of that, right? So when the original spirit leaves me and another spirit comes in me that is not original, then it lets my body, or it bids my body, to go off the pattern of its original nature. So when we say nature, we're talking about black. They call Africa Black Africa. Why? What the white man meant when he said Black Africa, he meant culture hadn't come there. Now, wasn't that bastard awfully daring? Oh, don't talk about the white man like that. That's a bastard. What are you talking about? No one knows what's wrong with you, you Uncle Tom-headed freak. And please leave all of this in the script. If you put this out as script, please put it all out. Don't leave a word out. Uncle Tom-headed freak. I want that to go in there. All right. We live in a world that thinks in white and black. And they want us to keep thinking in white and black. That means you either live in their white, and their white is the white of leprosy. White consciousness in this country, on this earth, is the white of leprosy. It's deceit. They want you to either live in white or in black. Their black is not the black of the original nature. Their black is the black of ignorance. The black of spirit outside of its native body. A mind that's not living in the context of its native body. That's what their black is. Now you look at the world, how it behaves. Look at them, how they look on Soul Train and on TV and on the opera. Look at them, how they act at the shows you go to. Look at them on the street corners walking up and down the streets on Saturday night and Friday night. Look at the people out there at any time and tell me, don't they look like human beings that have lost contact with their original bodies? That's their black, not the black of the original nature. Let us go on now. We come now to another concept in Scripture, bread. And I'm going to go to the board and just put bread up. If you're real tired, I don't care if you stand up and get your legs. Stand up while I'm at the board. Just stand up and work your legs a little bit. It won't be too long. This won't take me long. Inshallah, we get. All right. Did that help y'all a little bit there? I hope so. Now, if you look to the board And you see the word on the board is bread. Now, a good teacher that has, say if you got a child that can't pronounce the word bread. A good teacher, if that child doesn't have some really physical defect, a good teacher can teach that child how to pronounce that B-R, bruh. How do you do it? You separate it. You separate it into this phonetic units. Buh. It's buh. Don't try to make him say bruh. If you keep saying bread and he can't say it, stop saying bread, bruh, to him. Say buh. Tell the child to say buh, not bruh. Say buh. But most of us will say, if a child can't pronounce bread, we'll say bruh, bruh, bruh. And you keep trying to get him to say bruh. Don't try to do that. Get him to say buh. He can say that. Buh. Then say buh. He say buh. Say now say say red, red. Now say buh, red. Buh, red. Say it faster. Buh, red, buh, red, buh, red, bread. Right? Okay, that's the way you do it. Now, we want to break that word down into its phonetic units. Bread is buh, red. So we know buh is the second letter in the alphabet, isn't it? Second letter in the alphabet. And we have red, R-E-A-D. And it can be pronounced read, right? Now, let's go and look at two other words. We're going to take that off now. Don't forget, keep that in your mind. Buh, red. And we're going to look at the language. English has B following the first letter, like Arabic. From thereafter, it changes. Arabic has, this is the most original and purest of the Semitic languages, Arabic. Arabic has same, A, B. See? A stands for what? A, Aleph. What does Aleph mean? Means your sociable nature. The social sentiments in your makeup, that's Aleph. That's what comes first. Ba stands for reflex. Two things now. You have the social influence and also your own direction. And they're influencing each other. Your social, the life that's formed in the social context, and now your own ambition. Right? These two things are working together now. That's ba. That's the second step. First, one nature. Nafsun wahida. Then it's made. Ba. All right? Please don't laugh at what I give you. If you can't laugh at what I've told you so far, you can't laugh at anything I say. That's right. Please don't be donkeys, don't be fools. Be wise. And have great respect. Now, okay. So here is bread beginning with the second letter. So it's not the bread then, it's not the sensitivity, the social sensitivity, it is passion that comes into that social sensitivity. See, we get passions, we're ambitious, we become ambitious, don't we? We're born as babies in the social context of life, and we're influenced by that love and the environment of the family and everything, but after a while we get our own ambition, and sometimes our own ambition causes us to separate from our family. Right? So that's the ba, your own ambition. So here we have the ba and the red. So here is our passions, our ambitions connected with red. Now what is the red? The red is R-E-D. See? C-R-E-D. Red also is red color, R-E-D. This red is what I told you, the social passions. The social passion. You have the social nature, then the social passion, right? Okay, so this is the social passion. This is the bad one I'm talking about now, not the good one. This is the bad one, all right? And also we get out of that word red, see right here, red? How do you pronounce it? Pronounce it re, right? So now let's put re. Reed. What is a reed? A reed is a cane-like plant. A reed is that part of the plant that's like a hollow pipe. A stem or something, right? And it goes up. It's got a hollow in the center. Reed, you know, reed pipe, the flute. So that's the reed. It's hollow inside, ain't nothing but air inside. On the outside is its form. And its form is circular, and its form grows up straight, right? So here, reed stands for the upward spirit. Straight, disciplined, upward spirit. And it's either that, this R-E-A-D, it's either this reed, straight upward spirit, upright spirit, or it's red, passion and ambition, right? That's the bread. So the bread tells us the possibilities in your drive, right? Your possibility is either to follow a course that takes you up, or it's to follow ambitions that just take you out. Right? Okay. So, bread. Now, let us go on with this. Bread is called the staff of life, isn't it? Now, we have looked at the phonetic connections here. Bered, bereed, and connected it with the social affections. How those affections start out natural and develop into our own personal ambitions, right? Okay, now we come to graphic message and phonetic connection. And bread is made or baked into what we call loaves, right? Now, loaf, what does loaf mean? Loaf of bread. What does loaf mean? L-O-A-F. Now, if you don't mind, I go to the blackboard again. L-O-A-F, loaf, right? L-O-A-F, loaf. How does a loaf look? I can take this off now. Let's make a shape of a loaf here. A loaf looks like this kind of, right? That kind of looks like a loaf? Doesn't a coffin look like that too? Now they say bread is a staff of life. I don't know about that loaf. All right, so that's a loaf. It looks like a coffin. It's a body with no branches. A body with no limbs. So if they're talking about me, and Jesus said, I am the bread, right? If they're talking about me now, a human being, not Jesus, I'm not Jesus now. Don't get crazy, boy. I hope you can keep up with me. Now, if you take my limbs off, take all my limbs off. Take my neck off. Take every branch off this body. Everything that's branching off of my body, take it off. Won't you have a loaf? Take everything that's branching off of my body and you got a loaf. All right. And what they call a person who's just idle? His direction is nothing but idle time? A loafer.